One of the things that comes out of last night's or this morning's brutal Steelers loss is the wide receiver issues, George Pickens issues, viral videos of him just lollygagging through most of last night, got benched last night, had open effing always on his face last night, did very little. Calvin Austin had one catch, Van Jefferson just a couple. So this wide receiver thing has not gone away, even though the Steelers are 3-2. They're getting almost no production. And Davante Adams' name linked to them. Diana Russini, she's all over this, her name again. She said the Steelers have made an aggressive offer. And the other thing that you didn't hear in that Ian Rappaport story, which has popped up in the last few hours since we've gone on the air, apparently on Adams' side, there's a little bit of reluctance to go to New York for this reason. He's worried Rodgers might be one and done there.
I think he's probably right to be worried about that.
So
does Rodgers look like a guy who's in it for the long haul?
Right. So, I mean, part of this is I think he prefers to get his contract situation worked out so he has peace of mind knowing where he's going to be the next few years, even though teams can release him at the end of the season and there's no cap hit. The money that's on there for the next 2 years is not real money. Unless he's actually on your charts.
Mm-hmm.
But ideally, he'd want to be playing for the team he gets traded to for multiple seasons, not a rental.
Like his last port of call and big contract in the NFL.
And that's why the Jets thing, I think there's some trepidation now. Schefter backed that up.
Don't want to go into it uncertain after the rest of this season, not knowing who my quarterback will be.
New Orleans just has a lot to move around in order to make it work because they're always strapped for cash against the cap.
Correct.
Here's an idea, just completely spitballing here. What would your reaction be if the Raiders called and said, screw the pick, we'll take Pickens for him? It doesn't solve your lack of wide receiver depth problem at all. But
you're asking me this on the wrong day because right now, just watching Pickens like go half speed through some of these routes, I'm tempted to just say, sure, it's a stupid trade in football terms in one sense. You are trading the decade younger player that you just have not been able to harness yet for a guy who is more expensive, less explosive, definitely a better receiver when he's healthy because he's just so polished. And you are still not solving maybe your biggest wide receiver issue, which is that you don't have a wide receiver two. You have one guy who gets covered tightly a lot and then gets completely checked out of these games. What do you do?
I would trust Adams to do his job better than Pickens.
So would I.
Pickens.
But that's a low bar right this second to say because Pickens looked like a guy who wanted to be doing anything but his job last night and this morning. Somebody suggested, I think the 33rd team put out a thing that said second round pick and Pickens for Adams. And I laughed and said, that's very
well,
stupid.
Because
the pick makes it dumb.
Right.
But even like straight up Pickens for Adams should be a dumb trade. But I'm so frustrated by Pickens right at this moment that I'm considering like a rash decision.
Okay.
Here.
But they traded Deontay Johnson because they knew they weren't going to give him another contract for a player. If what they're seeing from George Pickens makes them extremely reticent to give him a second contract.
And if he's only going to be here for this year and next in a best case scenario, and he would probably run into problems next year because he'd want a new deal, then what's the downside? I mean, you know, the only thing that would tick me off there, and it probably wouldn't happen with the Raiders because they don't have a quarterback, is it will bother me if they end up dealing George Pickens at some point to a good quarterback and a good offense, and he just explodes.
You just said, though, why the Raiders wouldn't do that. Because I can't, if he's unhappy here,
he'll be fuming there.
The only thing that he might view as an upgrade is he's a guy in his mid-20s who gets to live in Las Vegas as opposed to Pittsburgh. But other than that, why else would you want to
play? I would think he would see it as a downgrade in this way. I'm not saying Antonio Pierce is even a good head coach. We have no idea what he actually is. The guy actually, if George at least likes the fact that Mike Tomlin will not air him out publicly, Antonio Pierce was saying his team was making business decisions 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He strikes me as the kind of coach that would get right in your face.
Oh, my God. Yes, I think that would be Imagine the social media passive aggressiveness that could go on between those two guys.
George Pickens takes all the Raiders mentions out of his profile, and Antonio Pierce likes the post.
I only bring that up because I think GMs have hypothetical conversations with their staff all the time. And I just wonder if Omar Khan said to his underlings, hey, if Vegas were to call and say, we'll trade you Adams straight up for Pickens, what would our reaction to that be?
Mm-hmm.
And mine would be to probably do it. I don't think that will happen. I do think when you have the owner come out and say, now he's not Bob Nutting, he's Art Rooney, that there's urgency for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Not that
we've got to start winning playoff games.
Yes, not that Art is really one to do things
in a rash way
drastically either.
Yep.
This dilemma with their wide receivers, it's untenable. They're not going to get, they're instantly or out of nowhere, even with a quarterback change, Van Jefferson is not going to turn into a different kind of wide receiver. I don't think Calvin Austin is either.
The only way you'd have this fix itself without an outside player coming in here is organically Roman Wilson, who can't even get a helmet, who has the most pedigree of anybody else on the roster just based on where he was drafted and how young he is. He'd have to come in and be very good right away, such that other teams were like, you know what? We're going to single up on George Pickens and hope he doesn't beat us.
Honestly, that's one of the most frustrating parts of this whole thing to me, is we're watching the Steelers struggle to get the ball to playmakers because they're not good enough. They can't get open. I do think it's affecting Pickens because of the amount of attention he's getting.
And then he checks out early in games.
And Roman Wilson is not someone who I think is going to be like a total difference maker. But there's a curiosity factor there, and there's the potential that there just isn't with the other guys.
What was the name of the
and
guy
he's still
that played
in the doghouse? Brandon Johnson.
Ah, yes.
What you call him, Donnie? Lee Mays 2.0.
Lee Mays. He was 89, right?
Yes, he was. So was Ernie Mills.
So I am saying personally, like I have much more interest in doing the Adams deal now than I did last week when we first
I mean, it just,
talked about
it does
this.
Feel like selling Pickens at the absolute low, you know, the nadir of
no,
this
I'm
time
just saying,
here.
I'm not even just saying from the swap standpoint. I'm just saying talking about and considering trading Adams in general, I'm much more open
or
to
or trying
now.
To acquire him, you mean?
Yes.
Because, yeah, we were all saying, no, we wouldn't do it last week.
Yes. ESPN said eventually they think that he'll just get traded for a third-round pick. I mean, Chris, you've really got to consider that, man. You really do.
No, that's a much lower price. And then if you're just, you have to guess, does he age well? Is he a guy who can play till he's 34 or 35 and actually be pretty good?
I don't think you need that many years out of him, though, to make it worth a
well,
third round
pick. Well, he's 32
pick.
Right now. So what do you need? This year and next? I don't want to rent him for a third round pick. Is he taking
no,
my team
because
to the
I don't
Super
think
Bowl?
He's going to be the X factor like that.
Right now, these are hard questions for me to answer because I have not been more down on this team than I am basically this morning, this minute, this day,
since
all
when?
Year.
Well, yes, all
since
year
the
for
start
sure.
of the year.
Yeah,
like even these conversations compared to the way we talked about it last week just feel completely different because I'm so in like the mental doghouse thinking about what this.
Well,
team
that's
is
because
or isn't
you had the silver
of.
Lining of Fields having a big fourth quarter. We don't have anything like that off of this game.
I mean, we do. I could say that we have Fields leading them to a touchdown drive to go ahead with five
sure,
minutes left in the
it,
game, but it still feels hollow.
Sure, but he did not objectively play a good game, like you could say
no,
overall.
He played,
the numbers
he had
backed
two,
it up last week. He accounted for three touchdowns.
He had
last
two
week.
Good drives. He had two good drives. That's it.
412-928-9370. Your thoughts on Davante Adams, who could get traded in the next few hours, and also what's going on with George Pickens. Would you play Russell Wilson over Justin Fields? How you feel about Mike Tomlin and just the game overall last night?